firstly an amazing game of cricket, so a brilliant advertisement for the women's game and cricket actually in general. And secondly, you know, for English cricket, it's just phenomenal. And the fact that India were in the final, they've obviously got a huge following, and it's just been an amazing tournament. And the icing on the cake is obviously for England to win it, and they've done it.
Yeah, most certainly. I guess the last time England lifted the World Cup trophy, you were part of the side, Charlotte Edwards was part of the side. How would you kind of compare this England side winning it to when you won it back in 2009?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of similar characteristics within the current team. You know, they and the team that won the 2009 World Cup, there's certainly a lot of grittiness and determination within the team now, as there was back in 2009. But I think from a broader perspective, it's just the interest and the imagination of the public which has been captured. You know, to be playing in front of a full house at Lord's is just phenomenal. And I've spoken to a few of the girls and they just said, you know, they could barely hear anyone on the pitch. Anya Shrubsole was trying to get the attention of Captain Heather Knight at one point and she just couldn't, and she was only 5 metres away from her because the crowd were just, you know, absolutely loving it. And it was an amazing occasion, to be honest, and obviously very privileged to be part of it.
And just putting your Kent coach cap on for a second, looking at the achievements of Laura Marsh and Tammy Beaumont in the tournament, how proud are you of those two as a pair?
Hugely proud, yeah. I mean, for different reasons as well. I think Laura Marsh is obviously an established player within that group of and she has come through her own battles. She's had two career-threatening injuries with her shoulder, and she's had to show a huge amount of resilience to come back and play. And you know, I'd argue that a lot of other players who would have gone through what she's gone through might not have, you know, been able to have carried on playing, and that's why I'm, you know, so chuffed for her. And Tammy Beaumont, you know, in terms of her international career, she didn't get off to the start that she would have wanted, but she is, you know, turned that all around, and to finish with player of the tournament is just absolutely brilliant. And that's, you know, credit for her with how hard she works, and also Mark Robinson for showing her, you know, putting a bit of faith into her. So it's, yeah, brilliant from a Kent point of view as well.
Certainly is, isn't it? And for Tammy, I was speaking to her earlier on, and still as humble as ever, of course, but she's a world superstar now, isn't she, after winning that prize?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's she's come out of that tournament as player of the tournament, and you know, as players, that's something that you dream of. Your first dream is for the team to win it, and then if you can pick up that player of the tournament, then you know, that is just an amazing achievement. And you know, it doesn't come overnight. She's worked extremely hard on her game. She's been open to developing areas of it, and she's improved a lot of areas as well, and that's why she's got player of the tournament, because of the way that she's played her cricket, and for scoring sheer volumes of runs as well, in all occasions against all opposition. So that just goes to show how far she's come.
And team spirit played such a big part as well, didn't it? There's been talk about the band of sisters, but they really are such a united group, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, I was only involved in that group but just over 12 months ago, and when you're involved in something so strong, you do end up feeling like you're family and, you know, and sisters in a way, because you go through so many ups and downs together when you're training. That's often the hard part, is, you know, all the training that they do when no one's watching. You know, 28,000 people don't come out to watch you train, but they're happy to come out and watch you play in a World Cup final. And that's, you know, everything that goes on behind closed doors has been a result of, you know, well, that's resulted in England winning the World Cup.
And just finally, really, Lydia, where does women's cricket and women's sport go from here in terms of trying to take this success and maximise it, I guess?
I think it has to filter down to the domestic level now of the playing countries. It's certainly happening here in England with the Kier Super League, and already with the Women's Big Bash over in Australia. But I think for all the other teams to be able to compete and to make it an ongoing competitive tournament as this World Cup has been, I think those the countries like India, South Africa, New Zealand. You know, if India has a women's IPL now, that would just be amazing. And we've already seen from how well India have done, the amount of interest that has been generated from that. I think a huge of the following of the BBC coverage came over from India, and just that in itself has introduced so many new spectators to the game. And so I think now it's concentrating on the domestic structure so that they've got the world-class players constantly feeding in, rather than, you know, having a really good player, a really good team every sort of 3 or 4 years, but keeping that steady flow of world-class players. And, you know, if that can be broadcasted as well, then that makes all the difference.